Well, just this afternoon, the U.S. House of Representatives passed what was called a farm-only farm bill, H.R. 2642. After the debate on both sides of the aisle went back and forth, the final vote came in at 216-4, 208 against. House Ag Committee Chairman Frank Lucas said the new Federal Agriculture Reform and Risk Management Act of 2013 saves taxpayers nearly $20 billion, including $6 billion in sequestration.
The bill before us includes 11 of the 12 titles of H.R. 1947, as amended on the House floor last month. To recap, we adopted over 60 amendments in an open process. This bill gives taxpayers nearly $20 billion in savings in mandatory federal spending. It's the most significant reduction to farm policy in history. The bill represents or consolidates more, repeals, I should say, or consolidates more than 100 programs administered by USDA, including direct payments to farmers. The bill also repeals outdated and unworkable permanent law and replaces it with the cost-effective and market-oriented provisions of the Title I going forward.
But before the House even took it up, the Obama administration noted they were strongly opposed to H.R. 2642, as the president's senior advisors would recommend he veto the bill should it even come to his desk. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.